Let's move along to Danny Kaye also in the St. Patrick's Day theme. This is One Man's Irish Family, Danny Kaye program from March 17, 1945.
The Danny Kaye Show. Yes, it's the Danny Kaye Show with Eve Arden, Lionel Stander, yours truly Ken Niles, and the outstanding music of America's top band, Harry James and his music makers. Now, for your entertainment, we present the amazingly amusing talents of the one and only Danny Kaye.
Get along with everybody, then settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. You got to act then, situate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You gotta spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we better act then, situate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. Oh, the good Lord knows that the world would be a mess if it weren't for the syllable Y-E-S. That's the onlyest way that the folks got hep, cause you can't go forward with a backward step.
Hallelujah, yes, yes, yes.
Now hear me, sister, while I take you through the ages and we look in what was cooking on the history's pages, you'll find that an affirmative right on the button would bring about a something where there used to be a nothing.
Hallelujah, yes, yes, yes.
What did Eve say to Adam?
Yes, yes.
Lord Godiva to his madam.
Yes, yes.
And Gallagher to Sheehan.
Yes, yes.
And Boston to the bin.
Yes, yes.
Jack Benny to Hello Buck.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Sister, Mr. Roper,
yes, yes.
Anthony to Cleopatra,
yes, yes.
Bobby Sox to Sinatra. Accentuate, accelerate, accumulate, accommodate, articulate, assimilate, celebrate the positive, eliminate, discriminate, eradicate, repudiate, obliterate, and castigate, fumigate the negative. My. Latch on, catch on, snatch on the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, no. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Well, friends, before we open the doors and let you into the Danny Kaye Little Playhouse tonight, we first take you downtown to join our impresario, Danny Kaye, as he does some last-minute shopping in preparation for his forthcoming trip to New York.
Come on, Evie. The clothing store is right down this block.
Danny, what kind of a suit are you going to get? Something made out of one of those new synthetic materials?
Oh, no, not for me. A friend of mine bought a suit made out of wood fiber. Now every time he strikes a match on his pants, a termite sticks his head out and yells, "No smoking in the lower balcony!"
We better hurry, Danny. We're due back at the Playhouse pretty soon.
I know. It won't take me long, Evie. All I have to do is buy two suits.
Two suits?
Yeah, a gray one and a blue one. You see, that'll give me enough outfits for a whole week in New York.
How do you figure that out?
Well, as soon as I turn the page here, I'll tell you in a minute. Well, on Monday, I put on the blue suit, green shirt, and red tie. Tuesday, I take off the blue suit, green shirt, red tie, and put on the gray suit, pink shirt, yellow tie. Wednesday, I take off the gray suit, pink shirt, yellow tie, and put on the blue coat, green shirt, red tie. Thursday, I take off the blue coat, gray pants, green shirt, red tie, and put on the gray poop, yellow tie. Friday, I take off the gray coat, blue pants, green shirt, red tie. I apply a lizard, red tie, plain concern, Mr. Saturday, flumble, kitchen. I take off the blue crisis, a vest, shirt, and yellow tie. See?
Yeah, I see. You may not be the best dressed man in town, but you'll be the busiest.
Well, here's the clothing store, Evie. Thanks for walking me down. I'll see you at the theater.
Oh, no, you don't. I'm going in with you this time. Last time you went out to buy an outfit, you came back with a suit of armor.
Well, a man said it would wear like iron.
Well, the man said it. I heard him. That's what he said. I heard
now,
him with my own ears.
That.
He was standing right over there, and he said, that's
Danny.
What the man said. He said, the suit of armor. I know he said it because he was...
Shut up!
That's what the man said.
Let's go in and get this shopping spree over with.
Ah, good day, madam. What can we do for you? Would you like to buy a suit for your son?
My son? Danny, he thinks you're my son.
Mommy, can I get long pants this time?
Danny, will you stop?
Okay, mumsy, mumsy, dumsy, mumsy.
Where's the men's clothing department, please?
Next aisle over. The sales clerk will take care of you.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Is there something you want?
Yes, I have something you want. I want to buy a suit. Is the clerk around, please?
I'm the men's clothing clerk. Surprise.
No. Yes. I mean, I didn't expect to find a girl in men's clothing. What I meant was that
Oh, I know what you mean, but you know there's a manpower shortage.
You shouldn't be bothered by that, dearie.
Your mother is so clever.
Mother, young lady, I am not his mother.
Grandmother?
Listen, girlie, another remark like that and I'll pull out your blonde hair by its black roots.
Listen, girls, now stop it, will you please? Really, stop. You're acting just like a couple of women.
Danny, let's get out of here.
But I want to buy a suit.
A suit, of course. May I take your measurement?
Of course, yes. My measurements?
Yes, I'll start with your waistline.
Oh, well, just a minute, young lady. You don't have a tape measure. How are you going to take my measurements if you haven't got a tape measure?
Oh, that's no problem. I'll just put my arm around you. There, you see, my left arm is exactly 28 inches long.
Why don't you use your right arm? It's 37.
Evie, please.
Now, try this jacket on for size.
Okay. How does it look, Evie?
The right sleeve seems a trifle long.
What makes you think that?
You're standing on it. Danny, I don't think any of the suits in here will look good on you. Come on, let's get out of here.
Oh, all right.
Does your mother always make up your mind for you?
I should say not. I do exactly as I please.
Danny! Danny Kaye!
Coming, Mother!
I got a song, what kind of song? I got a railroad song. I got a railroad song. Railroad needs a hammer. Hammer got to be. Railroad get the hammer. Back of that hammer is little old me. Railroad needs the tracks. Little me lays the tracks. Now then come the facts. The big old train come whistling by. He puffing your face and he spitting your eye. Choo-choo, goodbye. That is the railroad song. I got a song, what kind of song? I got a bullfrog song. I got a bullfrog song. Bullfrog needs a big swamp. Big swamp got to be. Bullfrog gets a big swamp. And back of that swamp lives little old me. Bullfrog starts to croak. I yells, don't you croak. Then he up and spoke. Oh, the brown boy thing and the bullfrog croak. But I got a greenback, you is broke. Big joke. That is the bullfrog song. That is the bullfrog song. That is the bullfrog song.
Come on, Danny. It's getting late, and we've got to get back to the playhouse.
I'd say that's right. I almost forgot. I have a very important appointment before curtain time.
An appointment? With whom?
My tongue teacher.
Oh, yes, we better... Your what?
My tongue teacher. You see, Evie, ever since we decided to go to New York, I've been working on something really big. A revolutionary musical idea. You know, what I'm going to do is present to Brooklyn's music lovers a concerto for tongue and orchestra.
What? A concerto for tongue and orchestra?
Yeah, sure. Most composers write concertos for piano, violin, piccolo. Why can't I write a concerto with a tongue as solo instrument? Which I did. And furthermore, I hired a professor to get my tongue in shape.
Danny, I think you need a professor to get your brain in shape.
Well, wait till you meet him, Evie. You'll love him, really. He's a real artist, a tongue virtuoso. Say, it's getting late. I better not keep him waiting. Taxi! Taxi!
Can you call a taxi?
Yeah, would you take us to the Danny Kaye Little Theater on Hollywood Boulevard, please?
You betcha. You betcha.
Well, driver, what are you waiting for? Let's go.
I can't. I lost my nerve. I'm scared to drive a taxi. Scared, I tell you.
Why?
I'm a yellow cab driver.
Oh, nonsense. Let's get going.
Danny, I'm glad you got back. There's some screwball waiting for you in your office.
Screwball? What are you talking about? That's Professor Tortoni, my tongue coach. Hello, Professor.
Ah, buongiorno. Mr. K, I'm so overcovered with joy to see you. Am I?
Do you? Professor, I'd like you to meet Miss Arden.
Ah, Miss Arden, it gives you great pleasure to meet me. Here's my card.
Professor Tortoni, tongue teacher, LSMFT.
That's right, LSMFT. Large, small, medium, and fat tongue.
Ah, the professor's a great tongue coach. Well, I've seen him take a tongue that could only go diddly-ga-boop, diddly-ga-boop, diddly-ga-boop. And after three lessons, he had that tongue going.
Oh, I love that, Mr. K. You make me proud of you.
I do, huh?
Right. You know, you are my prize of poopler.
Prize of poopler?
Yes. Oh, a ting you.
A ting you, Professor.
Oh, that's all right. That's
do you
all
think
right.
I'm ready to perform my concerto for tongue and orchestra?
Yes. My boy, you've worked very hard. I think you are now ready to face your publica. Ladies and gentlemen, people, I want you to listen to my boy, Denji K. Because he's going to make for you the concerto for tongue and orchestra. Shut up, please. Tarak
Get moving, fellas, will you? The overture goes on in a couple of minutes.
Gee, Danny, I just peeked through the curtain. The house is packed.
Oh, that's fine, Arnold. Just fine.
Yeah, I think we've taken in enough to pay for our trip to New York.
You excited about going to New York, Lionel?
Yeah, I'm sure looking forward to it. I love the rustle and bustle of a big metropolitan cosmopolis. The teeming millions streaming into the subways where a millionaire typhoon rubs shoulders with a hoi polloi. E pluribus, Fifth Avenue omnibus.
You said it. I don't know what you said, but you said it.
Hey, Danny, is there a part in tonight's play for me?
Oh, sure there is, Harry.
What do I play?
The overture.
Oh.
And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Harry James and his music makers are playing the overture in the spirit of the occasion. It's called Flatbush Flanagan. Danny Kaye Little Theater Players are going to present a fantasy entitled One Irish Man's Family, or Objective Blarney. As the curtain rises, the pride of the New York police force, Daniel O'Kay, is wearily entering his apartment.
Oh, my feet. Oh, me poor fate. Good evening, darling.
Well, Daniel, okay, it's about time you came home for supper.
Oh, now, don't be picking on me now, Evie, darling. What a day I've had. What a day. Oh, day. Imagine. My feet are killing me. Fetch me a pail of water, darling, so I can soak them.
Here, sit down, Daniel. I've got the pail of water ready for you. Now soak your feet in it.
Oh, thank you, darling. They feel fine. Oh. Ah, my feet feel wonderful now.
They'd feel even better if you took your shoes off. I'm going out for a bit of fresh air.
Well, I don't know. Oh, I don't care what my wife says.
I wish that someday he'd appear before me.
What was that?
What was that?
Oh, who's in here in the room with me now? Who's here? Oh, speak up now. Speak up. Who is it now?
It's me.
Faith and be jabbers, who are you?
All right, now. Let's get down to the business. Be girl.
Be girl?
Oh, sure. You good Irishman. So you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to grant you any wish. What do you want? Tell me, what do you wish?
Any wish. Now, let me see. I wish I could be something else but a policeman. Something that has no worries and no foot troubles. Like a dog, for instance.
Okay, you get your wish. Now you are a dog.
Oh, that's silly, me boy. I'm no more a dog than you are.
Ruff!
Hey, Kelly, I am a dog. What do you know?
That's right. You're an Irish setter and your name is Danny. Now run out in the street and have a good time with your puppy playmates.
Oh, I guess I'm the happiest Irish setter in the whole world. Oh, boy, I'm really a happy dog. Just look at me tail wag.
Hiya, Danny.
Wait till I get through wagging here, will you?
Hiya, Danny. Arr, arr.
Well, if it isn't me old friend Lionel the Mutt.
What do we do for fun today, Danny? Hey, let's go over to 3rd Avenue and knock over some garbage pails.
No, me boy, I've got a better idea. Let's go down to the Rivoli Moving Picture Theater. They've got a movie there that every dog should see.
Yeah, what's the name of it?
A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. Say, by the way, say, who is that waddling down the street?
I don't know. Looks like a new dog in the block.
Faith, and I should have a talk with him. Tell me, stranger, who are you?
I am James, a Cocker Spaniel. Buck the wall, buck the wall.
Oh, the back of me tar to you. On your way.
Back of me tar.
Now, what in the divil are you howling about, Lionel?
Look, Danny, over there in that doghouse. A girl dog.
Ooh. My, indeed she is. She's a beautiful brat of a dog. Indeed she is, my boy. I think I'll mosey over and strike up an acquaintance. Ah, the top of the morning to you, me fine brat of a girl. I'm Daniel the Irish setter. And who may ye be? Baby, ye be. And who may ye be?
I am Eve. Alf, alf, wee wee. Alf, alf, wee wee. I am a French poodle.
Oh, la la, because it seems to me I've seen you someplace before.
That is possible. I am the pin-up dog of the canine corps. Last week, the dogs of the 1st Division elected me Miss Cold Nose of 1945. How is it that you are not in the dog army?
Oh, I'm 4R. But leave us not stand here talking about me. Let's be talking about you.
Ooh la la, me?
Yeah, you, and sure in faith, and you're the most elegant poodle I've ever set me watery eyes upon. You're a darling. That you are a darling. Will you accept me proposal and go down to the city hall and get a dog license and we'll join paws together and bless a dog in all that?
Oh, I am so sorry, Toot. You are very cute, but I cannot marry with you.
Cannot marry with me?
No.
Why not?
Because I am engaged to a tall, sleek, romantic greyhound.
Oh, lucky dog. I wish I could be a greyhound.
Okay, you get your wish. Now, you're a greyhound.
Hey, wait a minute. I meant a greyhound dog, not a greyhound bus.
On the sea by the castle Dunedin, the fairest of all was the maiden Eileen. The bloom on her cheek was as fresh as the dew, and her heart to a young fisher laddie was true. At morn he would sail with the sun and the tide, at eve would return to his promised young bride. And there on the shore, she could hear it so plain, his voice in the wind, singing soft this refrain. Eileen, oh wait for me, wait, Eileen. They were to be wed on a Sunday in May, and fate was a joy to see Eileen so gay. The morning before, he set sail with the tide, but he never returned to his promised young bride. No, no, nevermore was her heart light and warm. Her lover, he died. Yes, he died in a storm. They say that her heart, it was broken in two. The lovely Eileen, oh, so young and so true. And down by the shore, they who loved her, by the rock where she waited, they laid her to rest. Oh, many the years that have passed since that day, but maidens who wait for their lovers, that's still on the shore, they can hear it so plain, his ghost in the wind, singing soft this refrain, Eileen, my Eileen.
Hello, fellas. This is Danny Kaye. Now, look, if you fellas would pick up a pencil or a pen and, why don't you drop a line to, no, that isn't what I meant. Look, why don't you sit down and, here's what I mean, fellas, listen. Danny Kaye. Armed Forces Radio USA. Don't forget to write. That's good night. We'll be right back.
forget to be with us for the next Danny Kaye Show. Ken Nile speaking. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Danny Kaye Program, March 17, 1945.
Let's stay right there. That same day, that same month, that same year, Saturday night, and we listen to Truth or Consequences. This is also an Irish theme. As we go back to that date, March 17, 1945, and Truth or Consequences.
Here comes the Daz Show.
Truth or Consequences.
Let her go.
D-U-Z.
Hello there, we've been waiting for you. It's time to play Truth or Consequences. Yes, Truth or Consequences, the game that does everything on the air, brought to you by Dove, the soap that does everything in your watch. And here he is, leader of radio's highest rating, half-hour audience participation show, fresh off the train from New York, your latest Hollywood arrival, that bomb-selling, barnstorming, oh-so-dusty stuntman, Ralph Aren't We Devils Edwards!
Thank you very much, Bob Williams. Hello, hello. Well, now, Bob, you know, that's real dignified compared to what that guy Bud Collier usually says. Why don't you put your pants legs down? Now, did I happen to roll them up by mistake? No, really, this is a very dignified show, Bob Williams. You'll get to find that out. Being our Hollywood announcer, are you used to pies?
Oh, yes, love them, Ralph.
Yeah, uh-huh. Used to jumping into water tanks?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Used to water that sprays like rain in your face?
Are you kidding?
Oh, yes, Southern California. Well, at any rate, happy holiday. And lead on the victims. Our first California contestant comes from where?
Los Angeles.
How do you do? How did your name, please?
Mrs. Klein.
Mrs. Klein, what do you do in Los Angeles?
I'm a homemaker, and I cook, and a laundress, and more other things.
Well, that's good. That's good. You're a wonderful contestant to have here. You know all about does, then, don't you?
Do I? Well, I should
Happy
say.
St. Patrick's Day to
Thank
you.
You.
Now, here's a question. Mrs. Evelyn White of St. Paul, Minnesota, sent it in. Mrs. Klein, miss it. We'll have a little consequence. Name three stage plays or movies that start with the word of. Truth or Consequences.
Of
da-da-da, and of da-da-da. I saw da-da-da before I saw da-da-da. That da-da-da is a much better picture than da-da-da. Don't ever go. Being in Hollywood, we have a picture question first. Name three stage plays or movies that start with the word of. Of Mice and Men, of Thee I Sing, of Human Bondage. Mrs. Klein, you haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequences. Now, for your consequence, you ready, Mrs. Klein?
I hope so.
Huh?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. I'm talking about the show tonight, and consequently, yes.
Oh,
all
yes.
Right. All right, for your consequence, bless you, are you swell. We want you to go right down into our audience here and pick out the man you think looks like the biggest baby here tonight. Here we go. Come along. Come right down here. The one you'd like to cuddle, Mrs. Klein. Okay. Hang on to me now. These steps lead right down almost into the Coliseum. Here we go. Let's go now. The one you think would put up the biggest fuss if he missed his bottle. How about it here? How about it? There's men in here, all around in here. Come on, quickly. Which one do you think here would be make the biggest biggest baby? The reason I say don't get a man in service is because there's more than meets the eye to this consequence, and he may be moving on, you see, but the man can't when we get him fixed up.
Oh, how about? I'll take this fellow right there.
You'll take him? What is your name, please?
No par.
Great name for a baby, isn't it? Got no par. All right. Well, why did you select this man as being the biggest baby here tonight? Why do you say?
Well,
say anything you want.
He looks cute.
He's cute. Come on,
will you, Mr. No Par? Wait, what?
He looks cuddly.
Oh, he looks cuddly, yeah.
Los Angeles.
Good. Now let's hear you cry as if you were a baby. Sounds like the alert. Tiny, doesn't it? Let's hear you. Ooh, all right. Do you have any children of your own, Mr. Park?
Yes.
How many?
One.
That's probably why he looks like it, don't you think?
Huh?
All right. Now, if he's a baby, he's got to be dressed as one. Now, you stand here in the aisle, Mr. Nopar. All right, boys, bring down the three-cornered pants. Here we come. Hold still. Here they come. Yes, it is indeed. All right. Now, here's your baby bottle. Take the baby bottle. There it is. All right. Now, how does he look now, Mrs.?
Rather natural.
All right, Miss Klein. Now, Snooky, how are you planning to get home tonight? Put on the cap.
Huh? The nightcap?
No. How do you plan to get home tonight? How do you usually get home from here? Where do you live? In Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles.
How do you get home?
A drive home.
Well, where? Down where?
Down Sunset.
Oh, tonight you'll take the Sunset bus. And, I tell you what, if you're... You will not only take the Sunset bus, you will take the Sunset bus dressed as you are all the way home. We'll give you $50 if you'll do it. Will you do it?
Go home on the Sunset bus?
Dressed as you are with this big quart baby bottle with a nipple on it.
Doesn't go home.
Well, it'll go as far as it goes, and then they can meet you with a car the rest of the way. Say yes or no, quickly, $50.
Okay.
All right. Now, to make sure that you do, we'll have our Truth or Consequences detective shadow you all the way home. How about it, detective?
I will keep my eye on him like an eagle.
He will keep his eye on you like an eagle. See? All the way home. All right, fine. And when you get on the front porch, give him the $50. Let's hear you cry once more as a baby. All the way home on the bus. Keep crying. All the way. Very nice day.
All right.
Mrs. Klein, you get $5, a big red box of does for your part in it. And the man will get $50. And we'll hear about it next week. Incidentally, speaking of reports, we have a letter from our Truth of Consequences contestant last week when we were still in New York, Mr. Millard Henline, who was judged the biggest wolf in the audience and had to wear a wolf's head or mask home and howl at every pretty lady he passed. He said he stopped in for coffee at a restaurant, and when he howled at the waitress, she dropped the coffee, and then the streetcar conductor didn't want to take him, saying no animals were allowed. And he got caught in the curfew crowd going home, so the time he ended up at his apartment, our wolf, he said, was quite a little hoarse. His wife didn't like him as a wolf, but splitting the 50 certainly helped. Hello, a soldier, what do we got? A marine. I'll start it there. And a soldier and a sailor, welcome to the Doug Show. All right, let's see who they are here. Give out your names. Marine, what about
Reeves.
You?
Jack Reeves.
Well, say it in there, and where are you
Jack
from?
Jack Reeves, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Welcome, Jack, to Truth or Consequences. Stanley Wysocki, he's the soldier, corporal. Where are you from?
Queens, New York.
Good. And Staff Sergeant Jack Reeves, you were from Charlotte. You were the Marine. Now, who's the radio man third class, the sailor boy?
Layman.
Nick or what?
Mick.
Mick?
That's right.
Mick
sir.
Or Nick?
Mickey.
All right, where are you from?
Denver, Colorado.
Good boy, they'll be listening over KOA there. All right, boys, here's a question. Miss it, and you'll have a little consequence. You'll get an assignment as you've never had before. And boy, is she beautiful. Here's the question. H.S. Benton of Cleveland, Ohio, sent it in. If once is one time, twice is two times, and thrice is three times, what is four times? Truth or consequences? Marine Reeves, Sailor Lehman, Corporal Wysocki. How about that? If once is one time, twice is two times, thrice is three times, what is four times? Fourfold. Gentlemen, you haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequences. Now, are you ready, Marine? How about you, Wysocki?
Roger.
Roger? Good. Ralph, nice to see you. This is Hollywood, where movies are made, and tonight you're going to do a scene with one of the most glamorous film beauties in Hollywood. You'll do the kiss scene from a movie. Okay with you there, fella? Nick Lehman?
Roger.
Both you boys are the same name. You're throwing me, you know. All right, and here we are. Each one of you will get a chance to play the part in this kiss scene. Here is your gorgeous leading lady, probably the most publicized pinup girl in America, the gal who frolics with Pat O'Brien, George Murphy, and Carol Landis in the RKO picture having wonderful crime. Miss, can you guess? Chili Williams. Yes, yes. How about that, Marie?
Solid, man.
Same as her picture, isn't she there, Denver?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes. Hello, Chili.
Hello,
Hello, Ralph. How are you?
Oh,
you know,
fine.
I'd like to meet these handsome fellas. How about it?
Oh, I'm sure they don't want to meet you. Look at them jump. Why, Saki, stand back, will you? All right. All right. First of all, this is Seaman Mick Lehman from Denver, Colorado. Talk into that microphone. Mickey, quickly. Say hello to the gal.
Hi.
How do you do, Mick?
He's a man of several words. Hi. All right, and I guess the ship has more Chili Williams pictures in the portholes, don't they, Mickey?
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir. And now, of the United States Marines over here, we have Jack Reeves. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Chili.
Hi, Jack. Yeah. Marines, of course.
Hi, Jack. Hi, Chili. Chili tonight, hot tamale. All right, now, be nice to have that situation well in hand, wouldn't it, Jack?
Huh? Yeah, Jack.
All right, now we have the soldier, this sterling gentleman here, this fine-looking fellow is Corporal Stanley J. Wysocki of Jackson Heights, New York, Chili.
Corporal who?
We met before.
How do you do?
You met before.
That's right.
How do you like some service camp, probably,
no,
that Mr.
That's right.
Williams was playing? Because goodness knows she plays so many camps and stations. Well, that's swell. That's swell. Maybe you'll have a chance to meet her again tonight. Can't tell. All right, now we're coming to the scene. Let's get at this scene from the movies, the kiss scene. Now we're going to find out who's the best actor. First of all, we'll have the sailor. Come over here. Let's have the sailor. Mick Lehman, right over here. Now the camera finds you, Mick, waiting breathlessly for the gorgeous gal you've not seen in months and months and months. Are you ready, Mickey?
Oh, yes.
Yes, suddenly the door swings open, and there, with her arms outstretched toward you, looking longingly for a kiss, is the beautiful, warm, Chili Williams. Her first words are...
Grandma, at last I've come to see you.
Grandma! How do you like that? You've got to kiss her like Grandma. Act like Grandma. I thought it was going to be a big, strong man, but it's just Grandma, yeah. Come on, go get it.
Grandma,
talk to her like Grandma. Grandma has lost her memory. Maybe she's Grandma. What would you do? Don't scratch your head. Granny lost her head.
Yeah.
Oh, pleasure.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right, Granny, that's
Grandma,
all.
Grandma, what great big teeth you have.
It doesn't show. All right. Now, you're Grandma, all right, but you're through. All right. Now, let's see. Let's have the Marine up here. Come up here, Jack Reeves. All right. Are you ready, Jack?
All ready.
No more Grandma stuff, you understand?
No more Grandma.
That's out the door. We'll have some action this time, won't we, Chili?
Oh, you bet your life.
Oh, yes. All right, the camera grinds away. You're at the peak of excitement, Jack. Are you at the peak of excitement?
Right.
Finally.
On it.
Yes, she's coming back to you. The glamorous, looks like he's getting ready to hurdle and pull. The glamorous, glorious Chili is on her way. You can hardly contain your emotion. The door bursts open, and there she is. You rush up to meet her. You, little 6-year-old brother Willie.
Oh, oh, brother Willie, darling, you're growing
more.
Hello,
sister.
You're growing more and more every day. Do you know what little sister Chili brought you?
What?
A great big lollipop.
Oh, isn't that? All right. Well, now for the soldier. Let's find out how good an actor you are, Wysocki. Line up. All three of you. Oh, no, you're only one. All right. Now, camera, please. And there you are at the door, waiting expectantly. Are you waiting?
You bet.
Yeah. Here she comes, gay and gorgeous. The door flies open, and you rush toward each other. She, Chili Williams, and you. You. You, the love of her life. The one and only. Go get her. Hurry up. Hey, go easy, Wysocki. Hey, Wysocki. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Wysocki, you're not the bugler up there, are you?
Oh, no.
No, because you... All right. Well, from where I stood, that was really swell, and we'll call it a tie, and each of you get a handsome Gruen 17-jewel shock-proof serviceman's wristwatch. And there you are, men. And Chili Williams, I'll bet they'd like to have one of your famous pictures personally autographed. Would you give it to her?
You bet I would. I'd be delighted.
All right, to go with the Gruen wristwatches. There you are, men. Of course, $5 apiece, and a big red box of dozen to you, Chili Williams. We'll be seeing you in the RKO picture having wonderful crime.
Thanks, Ralph, and thanks to the sailor, the soldier, and the Marine for the pleasant... Consequences.
Could be. Thanks, Jilly.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Yes, sir. All right, now, let's have our next contestant at the microphone, please. What's his name going to be? Mr. Crawford. Hello. Is that your name, Crawford? Where are you from?
All right. How do you have such a long memory?
Because we chose you in the audience just before we came up here, along with 50 other guys, didn't we? Where are you from, please?
North Hollywood.
What's your occupation?
Statistician.
Here's your question. Give the females of the following. Rooster.
Chicken.
Deer.
So?
Rooster's wrong. What's the female?
Oh, hen.
All right, deer. Deer.
No. Good.
We'll try you out. Hog. No snitching in the audience, please. Well, 20 seconds are up. Sow, sheep is you, fox is vixen. You haven't told the truth, so, Mr. Crawford, you must pay the consequences. We'd have had you sooner or later, you know.
I see, you had five on that.
We day. Want you to give an impersonation of Rudy Valley singing I'm Just a Vagabond Lover, okay, Mr.
All right,
Crawford?
I'll try.
You think you can do that? Supposing you run off to a recording room backstage and listen to a recording of Rudy Valley singing Vagabond Lover. We've got it all fixed up for you back there. Get it firmly implanted in your mind. We'll call you back here in just a minute. We want to give you a good chance. In the meantime, we'll go on with Truth or Consequences. When you come back, you'll go out in the audience here and serenade any three women who are seated in the aisle. That's it. Off you go. Now, listen to the recording very carefully. Is he gone? Can't hear? Ooh, what's going to happen to him? There'll be three women seated in the aisle, all right, but the third woman won't be a woman. She'll be a man dressed as a woman. And do you know who that man will be? It'll be Rudy Valley in person. Yes, sir, here he is. In a picture hat covering a blonde wig, an afternoon gown with a classy chassis, Rudy Valley dressed as a lady, and here he is. Come on out, Rudy. Oh, welcome to
Hi, hello, everybody. How do I look, Ralph?
Oh, you look like... Rudy, you look like a devastating debutante just ready to come out.
I do. Oh, dear, I had a terrible time getting at this girdle.
Don't worry. You'll snap out of it soon enough. I always thought it was a cinch.
That's exactly what it is.
A cinch.
You think it'll fool Mr. Crawford?
I think so. Yes, we'll find out right now. Right. Now, here's the gag, Rudy. You come on down into the aisle here.
Right.
Sit right down there next to that third woman, right in that empty seat down there. Will you do that, Rudy?
It's down here.
Yeah, now you'll talk in a high voice like the lady.
What are we going to sing?
All right, we're going to sing I'm Just a Vagabond Lover. You see?
Should be. Don't fence me in the way I feel.
All right, you'll be the third one on the aisle. One, two, and then Rudy Valley will be third. When he comes to you, you go into a sort of slight ecstasy. You can moon and swoon over him, and then I'll ask you to join in the last part of it. All right, now we're all set to go. I think we'd better call you Mrs. Green.
Oh, yes, that rhymes with green.
That's very good, Rudy. Green rhymes with green. All right, that's fine. Rudy Valley's seated now. He'll be number three girl. Bring back Mr. Crawford, and we'll see what happens. Aren't we devils? Come on back. Remember, the third one he sees will be... Is it still binding you, Rudy? It's all right, all right. Yes, just a little. All right. Now, here he comes. Come along, Mr. Crawford. Oh, my. All set to sing the song, huh? All right, now come on down. You're going to serenade three ladies in the aisle down here, right on the end seat of any of these, just as if you were Rudy Valley singing out. All right, Joenas, a little background music, and here we go. Come along. Start singing.
For us.
As Rudy Valley would. What are you holding your nose for? Listen, Rudy, how do you think Rudy Valley would think if he saw you holding your nose like that? Please. All right, go ahead and sing to this lady here, quickly.
For some girls are quickly...
How is that, madam? Huh?
Wonderful.
All right, let's go.
It's the dawn of the day.
Is he sending you, madam? Is that good? All right, now this one.
Like
put your heart into it.
Glowing
oh, that's wonderful. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, you got this one jumping. Sing it loud. Like Rudy Valley would.
For I'm just a vagabond lover.
Put some soul into it.
Oh, I could go to the
nurse. You join him on the
stage. Girl of my vagabond dream.
Overcome by your emotions, please. Now, tell me truthfully, Mrs. Green, what do you think of Rudy Valley? What do you think of
him? Oh, he's charming.
Rudy Valley?
Yes. Oh, I rather think he stinks, Andy. Andy Russell.
What? Of course. What do you think of Rudy Valley, Mr. Crawford?
Well, I think he's doing all right.
Yeah? He's always done all right. But do you think that this man gave a good impersonation?
Oh, yeah, but he doesn't know my name. I'm Mrs. Casticon Green. Oh, he did a delightful impression.
Green. Would you take off your hat to him?
I don't only take off my hat, I take off my wig to him.
No! Shake hands with him.
board and shake this. Something slipping, Rudy?
Oh, yes.
All right. Now, I tell you, it's really terrific, and the things you said about him, I'm glad you said what you did, because no, you couldn't say anything else about this guy. Shake hands with Rudy Valley. Mr. Crawford, a grand guy.
Crawford, who, thank
you. He'll still be singing over these airways when I'm old and gray. Or shiny. All right. Thank you, Rudy Valley, for joining Truth or Consequence Party tonight. You were, as usual, terrific. Mrs. Green? How green was our valley?
Oh, no. How green was our valley?
Rudy!
I think I'll run along and get this girdle and this thing off. Oh, it's killing me.
All right, thank you very much, Rudy Valley, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, boy. Rudy Valley, one of the greatest guys in show business. Thank you very much, Mr. Crawford, for being a wonderful contestant. You receive $5 for paying the consequences, plus a big red box of Does. Don't forget, ladies, Does has everything you want for dishes. Stand by for the grand prize there, Mr. Crawford. Hello, you're Mrs. Dolan. Where are you from, please?
New York City. But
New York?
I'm now living in Los Angeles.
Are you now? Where, around this vicinity of Hollywood's
Radio
City, NBC?
Well, about a half an hour's drive from here.
You are, huh? All right, a question for you. Miss it, and we shall have a little consequence. Give three well-known expressions in which the word red is used. For example, was my face red? How about that, Mrs. Dolan? What's your occupation, Miss Dolan?
Practical nurse.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you busy these days now? Or?
No, I'm unemployed at present.
Oh, you are. Give three well-known expressions in which the word red is used. We'll put her to work.
The red sky.
It's romantic the way she said it. Red sky. Well, that's a... Red letter day, red tape. Paint the town red, see red. Miss Dolan, you haven't told the truth, so what happens?
We'll have to pay the consequences.
Right. Now, next week's broadcast of Truth or Consequences will be one of the gayest and greatest nights of our career because we'll be starting our sixth year on the air. And we're happier than ever because after five full years, we're up in the number one spot among all the half-hour audience participation shows. Now, we're going to have a giant birthday cake on stage, 3.5 feet high and 4 feet square, weighing over 300 pounds. Isn't that going to be something, Miss Dolan?
Yes.
And do you know who's going to bake this giant Truth or Consequences birthday cake, Mrs. Dolan?
Me?
You are, Mrs. Dolan. Yes, you are. Now, think you can do it and deliver it here to our NBC Hollywood stage next week on Truth or Consequences?
Well, I'll try it, all right.
Will you, Mrs. Dolan? I tell you what we'll do. We'll give you $250 plus expenses if you can do it. Expenses,
mind.
I mean, for arsenic and all those stuff. Huh? Now, how you do it is up to you. We want to help you as much as possible, so we've made a recipe which you will need. Will you just go over it with me? I see here 380 eggs. Yes. 25 quarts of milk.
Oh.
You're with me, Mrs. Dolan.
I am. I'm
every,
with you.
Every step of the way. 25 and a half pounds of shortening.
Uh-huh.
Now, don't wait. I got a way to fix all this. 84 pounds of flour. 4 pounds of baking powder, 1/2 pint of flavoring, 6 ounces of salt. 6 ounces of salt. 81 pounds of sugar. No. Well, all right. Now, as I say, we want to help you as much as possible. So, for the 380 eggs, we figure it'll take 76 egg-laying chickens 5 days to do that. Bring out the chickens, boys. Here are the chickens that you can take home with you, Miss Dolan. How about that? Huh?
Okay.
So, Willie? All right. Here are all the chickens you'll need to help you. You can get eggs elsewhere if they don't produce very well. Now, you'll need 25 and a half quarts of milk. So, here is a real milk cow we'll loan you to give you that milk. Bring out the cow.
Yes, I've got a backyard out.
Good. Didn't she? Her name is Ador Shirley from the Ador Milk Farm. Can you milk a cow?
Yes.
Well, that's just going to be lovely. Now, as for the shortening, you know that your butcher will give you 2 red ration points for every pound of used fat. Now, every housewife should be saving used fat. The more used fat you save, the more ration points you have. So get your friends to donate their used kitchen fat. Turn it into your butcher and get points enough for some Crisco. Now, give your address over the air now. Maybe the people will rush over to your house with it. What's your
address? My address is 2651 West 9th Street, Los Angeles.
Oh, that's good. Well, you'll need 50 pounds of used fat for 100 points. Now, as for the flour, here's 84 pounds of flour. Al Pascal, bring it out. There it is right there. And as for the sugar, you can use quite a bit of honey in it, you see, and get away with it. And then you'll get a tablespoonful of sugar from roughly 500 people. Roughly speaking, yes. And what's your address again?
2651 West 9th Street, Los Angeles.
But the big job will be to bake the cake. Now, you can't go to a bakery. That's our only stipulation. Find a Dutch oven or use your own ingenuity. Well, if you can't cook it in your ingenuity, get someplace else. But get that giant birthday cake baked up and over here for next week's Truth or Consequences birthday broadcast, and we'll give you $250. Will you try it?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Maybe the listeners will write or wire you how to do it. We don't know. We don't know. Now, it has to be edible because everybody at our Truth or Consequences birthday party next week will get a piece of that cake. Now, you're going to cut it yourself and eat the first piece, right, on Truth or Consequences next week over NBC. Good luck to you, Mrs. Dolan, and don't forget the cow and chicken. There you are. We'll help you get it home. Oh, me. Well, sir, let's have here. Here's a little thing that we've been holding on to for a long time. Do you think she can do it, Mr. What is your name?
Vitovich.
What is it?
Vitovich.
Very loud, sir.
Vitovich.
Yes, sir. Ring it out with a name. What's your first name?
Bob.
I see why they call. Now, Bob Vitovich, do you think she'll be able to bake that cake?
I think so.
You do?
Yes, sir.
300 pounds? Listen to the chickens crowing. M. Pearl... No, they can't. M. Pearlman of Chicago, Illinois gets $5 for this question. Can you name three words that end in D-O-U-S? Truth or Consequences. Can you name three words that end in D-O-U-S? Hurry up. Stupendous is one. Tremendous is two. Hazardous is three. You haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequence. You got a cigarette lighter on you? You said in the audience you did have when we interviewed you.
Yes.
All right. Don't pull it out quickly. Come on, get it out, boy. We only got 30 seconds. Now, don't light it yet, but I tell you what. Is it in good working condition?
Yes, sir.
Well, it better be, because we'll pay you $100 if it lights on the first try. All right, when I count three, press your thumb, and brother, if it lights, it's $100 in your pocket. Hold it up. Hold it up now. All right. Ah, you're not nervous about this, are you? All right. One. Now, don't shake. Don't shake now. What am I shaking for? Two. Three. Give him $100 right over there. He's got it. Go over and get you $100. That's the first time that's happened in 20 tries. All right.
Say, Ralph, here's a very wonderful contestant, Mrs. Ida Klein.
Hello, Mrs.
Hello.
Klein. How do you do?
How
are you? Say, if it's okay, Ralph, I'd like to use Mrs. Klein in a special does demonstration.
Lucky you, Mrs. Right. Klein. You'll be the first lady Bob Williams has talked to about does face to face. He's our new does guy from California.
Now, Mrs. Klein, I just want you to hold up this box of does so everyone can see it.
Will you do that?
Surely.
A little higher, please.
Now, fine. Yeah. Now, folks, take a good look at that big red and white box. It says, does new type soap does everything in your wash. And Mrs. Klein, that really means everything. Work shirts, towels, rayon undies, everything. Now, just think. For your towels, does gives you unsurpassed whiteness. For tough work clothes, unbeaten cleaning power. For pretty colors, greater safety.
Oh, you know, Miss Klein, you're holding the soap that's best.
Sure, in actual comparisons with 25 different soaps, Dove's had the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So, ladies, do your wash with a winner. Does everything.
That's the truth. Nice going. Your first time, Bob Williams. And thank you, Mrs. Klein.
I am a faithful dozer.
Bless your heart! All right. You look so good holding it. Keep the box of does. Take it home and $5 consequence money. And now, the applause meter says the grand prize winner tonight is... Yes, the grand prize winner was the man who sang to Rudy Valley, Mr. Crawford, a $25 war bond, a war bond for victory. Remember, the truth is, if we don't buy bonds, we'll all have to take the consequences.
We gotta go.
Tune in next week to hear our show with a dozen surprises for you and me from D-U-Z.
And now this is Ralph Edwards sending you dozens of good washes. And until next week, when we have our big Hollywood birthday party and find out if Mrs. Dole can bake the 300-pound cake. Good night, everybody!
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Truth or Consequences, March 17, 1945, here on Same Time, Same Station. Next week, we go back to Howard McNear. I think this is part 10, I believe. Well, we'll find out together. Join us next week on Same Time, Same Station.